Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 290 in Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour or so. We've got some really great stuff this week. Some new stuff in from Metal Blade and some oldies. Some things you can dance to almost. But to kick things off, sad news, the passing of Jennifer Finch from L7 earlier in the week. So this is for Jennifer. This is from The Bricks Are Heavy by L7. This is called Wargasm. We'll be right back. Following L7, that was Marduk with Infernal Internal from Heaven Shall Burn When We Are Gathered, and the sad passing of B-War as well in the last couple of weeks. It's just becoming also more frequent. It's not good. It's not good. But moving along, I've been on holiday for a couple of weeks there in Cyprus, lording it up, and went to see Metallica and all. So it's been good old time, just floating in a pool, drinking beer and ordering records. So I got home and we've got, here's some November Doom. Was Swallowed by the Moon from the Pale Haunt Departure.
Sorry, you
and keeping things all down and doomy. That was Crypt Sermon with Byzantium from their debut album Out of the Garden. I think they've got a new one on their way, or there's a new EP out, I can't remember, but their stuff's just so hard to get. There was a local record shop was meant to get us the last album. It was coming, and then it came, and then it was lost, and we never got it. But anyway, we'll get it one day. So, buying a bit of back catalogue of the old Cannibal Corpse, Worminfest had arrived, and unfortunately didn't check properly, and it's a Back in Black reissue, which I don't really like, but it's not bad quality compared to what that label used to be. So here's a take on the track from their first album, The Undead Will Feast, with Georgian vocals. This is Cannibal Corpse. Following Cannibal Corpse, that was Obscura with a cover of Death's Lack of Comprehension. I see the it's on an anniversary this week for Death, was it? Or last week? It was 40 years of Scream Bloody Gore, so I can't remember. I need to write some of this stuff down because I forget by the time I come around to do these shows. But that was for Big Chris. He had sent that one in, so thanks Chris for that one. And another one for Mr. Osborne, his requests. And this is a band called Eternal Autumn, a bit of Swedish melodic death metal. Never heard of them before, but very good. Quite enjoyed them. And this is a track called In My Recent Shape from the Storm album.
Yeah. Yeah! We'll be right back.
while we're on all things Eternal, that was Eternal Champion with the Cold Sword from the Armor of Ire. They've got a new one out in Big Epic, which I've, again, can't get their hands on these things unless you send to Europe, but now with all these extra charges, £3 for this and blah, blah, blah. I'm just starting to complain again. But anyway, that was Eternal Champion. If you see their stuff picking up, it's great heavy metal. So a couple over from Metal Blade. And first up, a band called Mental Cruelty. Never heard of them before. And the track's called The Serpent of Midgard. And it's quite a storming little track. So check this one out.
Yeah!
Following Internal Cruelty, that was Whitechapel with Prisoner 666 from the Hymns and Dissonance album. They must be doing something new. These labels tend to do, they start pushing the album before, you know, get them back in your psyche. I suppose I have to, you know, with all this Spotify and everything else, you so much and you forget about it. Like, there's bands that you loved years ago, you forgot about them, like Flotsam and Jetsam being a perfect example. Next thing time you look, there's been another 8 albums in between times, and you think it's only been 3 years since you listened to them. But that's just me. I don't know if anybody else like that, but that's when my brain rules. So let's glam it up a bit. Bit of Cinderella and Somebody Save Me.
Yeah.
Straight after Cinderella, that was Mother Love Bone with This Is Shangri-La from the Apple album. This is one that every year we go on holiday and the wife and the kid, son have this playlist, and we just add to it every year. It's all got sorts of things in holiday tunes, The Cure, a bit of goth, bit of hard rock, and this one was added in this year. A bit of Soundgarden, all that sort of stuff. There's no death metal, and I have to turn that all off. I'm not allowed to play that. The caveman music, it is known as. But next up, a bit of Nuclear Assault with Sin from the Game Over album.
Like
After Nuclear Assault, that was Morbid Saint with Lock Up Your Children from the Morbid Saint album. As I always say, I always push that album. If you don't have that in your collection, get it. If you like thrash, you should have that album. So to finish off this week, I'm going to finish off with absolute depression, funeral doom, skepticism, and their album Companion. And this is a track called Intertwined. This one arrived while I was away. I remember seeing them at last time I seen them was at Hellfest, and it was still bright, but they were in a tent and they still made the place feel absolutely miserable. They were marvellous. They had a big flower with them as well. Not Marcy kind of flower, but a big, I think it's a lily possibly, I'm not sure. But anyway, it was a big funeral flower and it was very funeral doom. It was great. I thought you might enjoy hearing it. So until next time, look after yourselves and enjoy the good weather while it lasts, and make sure your neighbours hear this show because they'll probably enjoy it, I'd say. Alright, until next time, bye.